7 shares. Every day on Radio Nova, just before 11 a.m., we play a couple of songs key to today in music history. Have a listen. But for now, here's some light reading and watching. March 14th in music history looks like this. Starting off in 1963, when Cliff Richard and the Shadows were a bit cool and at number one on the UK singles chart with Summer Holiday. Taken from the film of the same name, it became Richard's 7th UK number one single. 1968, the video for Lady Madonna was broadcast in black and white on Top of the Pops. The video portion of the film clip was shot while the Beatles were performing the song Hey Bulldog, but the Lady Madonna audio track was paired with the video for the promo release. 1982, Metallica made their live debut when they appeared at Radio City in Anaheim, California. Metallica formed in Los Angeles, California, in late 1981 when Danish-born drummer Lars Ulrich placed an advertisement in a Los Angeles newspaper, The Recycler, which read, "Drummer looking for other metal musicians to jam with." 1983, John Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora and Alec John such formed Bon Jovi. 1985, Dead or Alive were kicked off Channel 4's The Tube, after admitting they were incapable of playing live. The group scored the 1985 UK number one single, You Spin Me Round, like a record. So here they are miming on Top of the Pops. 1991, REM played the first of two nights at London's Borderline Club under the name of Bingo Hand Job. The group were in the UK promoting their 7th studio album Out of Time and their current single, Losing My Religion. 2001, Peter Blake, who designed the Beatles' classic Sgt. Pepper album cover, sued the group's record company for more money. Blake was paid £200 for the famous figures in 1967, but was now cheesed off that EMI had never offered to pay more money. Blake also made sleeves for the Band Aid single, Do They Know It's Christmas, 1984, Paul Weller's Stanley Road, 1995. 2016, Sony ATV Music Publishing announced that it would buy out Michael Jackson's share of a joint music publishing venture for $750 million. The purchase gave Sony the rights to about 3 million songs, including works by the Beatles, Bob Dylan and Taylor Swift, but did not include Jackson's master recordings. 2020, American singer-songwriter Phil Phillips died age 94. He is best known for his 1959 song, Sea of Love, which climbed as high as number 2 on the US Billboard chart. Happy birthday to record producer Quincy Jones and Jonah Louie. Wonder if Jonah will have a party this year and will he be in the kitchen? Don't forget you can now get This Week in Music History from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. To subscribe to the podcast, just click here.